So that's one. Sorry, I spam back then. Building probes, building probes. So you've got to do it first, build probes. That's my supply there, so I'm 8 of 10. Once I build this next probe along here, it'll go to 9 of 10. Once I get to 9 of 10, I need to build a structure that enables me to build more units and probes and shit. But you need 100 minerals. So I've got 100 minerals, drop a pile on, and I'll go explore. So now I'm 9 of 10, building my 10th. Now we just sit back for a few seconds because there's nothing you can do. I've got an ability called Chrono Boost, which doubles the production speed of any building. So once this allows me to build, I double the speed and I queue up too. This is scouting, let's see where he's going. Back in my base, nothing happens. Now I build a unit producing structure called a gateway. But I need 150 minerals, so I'm on 140. I'll use this one here. Come here. Do what you say. Oh, he's there. Shows how much I was paying attention. Die, bastard. He'll kill me. He got the first hit in. They've got equal. As much as these units have got a shield, they've got half the health. So they've actually got the
exact same amount of hits.
So basically, if you've got the second hit in rather than the first hit, you're going to lose. This is another resource. This is minerals. Minerals is the basis of most units. Vespene gas is designed for the more expensive units. So you tend to need less Vespene than you do minerals because there's only two ways of getting it rather than eight. So he knows where my base is now. Because we're close positions, he's there rather than over here or here. Well, there's close as well. It means he's more likely to attack early. So.
Presumably, so are you though.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with Protoss, they cheat because they have an ability which allows them to warp units in to anywhere that has one of these. See, they're blue.
Hmm.
The blue is a power radius. So anywhere I have a power radius, once I've researched something, I can warp units anywhere on the map. So if I had a power thing here and their base was here, I could just warp units into the base. But the problem
what's stopping you doing that?
The problem is they expect it.
Okay.
And the problem is you can only warp in as many as you have structures. So it's not normally beneficial to do shit like that. It can
unless
be...
Unless you put one somewhere they don't know where it is.
It can be later. It can be more effective later in the game where there's two big armies and they tend to get stretched. So you can't have a big army in two places at once. So it's more beneficial then, but early game, it's just not as beneficial. I don't know what I'm doing, by the way. I don't know what tactic I'm going for or anything.
You're just building.
I might go void ray. You're
just kind of building up a force to do something with.
Building so I don't die, basically. I'll go and see what's going on with these two. They're a zealot. They can only hurt stuff in melee combat, but that can shoot stuff from a distance.
So they're a good team.
Yeah. Basically, they work well together early game, but that one's a hell of a lot fucking quicker than the other one. So I supply what myself then build enough of them. Which is pretty nabby, such an early point of this game.
How long does the game usually last?
Anything between 10 minutes to an hour. But it depends, it can be over in 5 seconds. It's a case of if I overcommit here and lose my units and he has enough units to counter push me, he can basically win immediately. I can take that. Especially if he doesn't pay attention. Oh, I'm in his base. Awesome. Bastard. Let's click. Right, so you can see there, two barracks, but he's also building an extra base in there.
Does that give him double...
He's going to build it here where the minerals are, so I'm going to do the same. Because he's expanding, which means he's... Oh, you fucking kidding me. Those can kill ridiculously easily. Right.
Can you predict who's going to win at this point?
Him.